Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Ann Orley here at the Bright Red Desk on Labor Day weekend. It is September 4th. A little early broadcast because I'm about to catch a train up to Richfield, Connecticut, to celebrate the birthday of a 99-year-old Virgo. We Virgos live a long time, and my good friend Mary Ann's mother is turning 99, so we're having a party. So I'm looking forward to it. So I'm doing the show a little early because I know I'll be up there partying in Ridgefield, party down when the show normally happens. So happy Labor Day. We're a little early on the broadcast for that reason. And again, we're in eclipse season. So this is a big, big season for us to release, change, let go, move on, go forward, start new stuff, and adjust. We've been talking about it. It is a three-page week. Everybody knows when it's a three-page week, we have busy things in the heavens, which means we have busy things in our lives. It is also a Mercury retrograde, so we are hearing from our ghosts. I had a couple people I hadn't heard from in a really long time. Talk to me, contact me, call me. It was kind of like, wow, you're one of my ghosts. Nice to talk to you. So when the ghosts call, and of course, if you're feeling like you want to be a ghost for somebody, there's someone you're thinking about and you want to call them, make sure to do it because you're supposed to help them figure out something important and they will be helping you figure out something important. Mercury is retrograde and it is coming up to join Jupiter and parallel Jupiter this week. And so whatever the news is that you get is important. And he, of course, is traveling backwards until the 21st of September. And then he clears his shadow by October 6th. So this is a time, and it could have started already. You could have run into some ghosts in August when Mercury entered his shadow. But what the ghosts are here for, because they're in the last degree of Virgo, where Jupiter is in the last degrees of Virgo, is they're really wrapping up the last 12 years, or maybe 24 years, or maybe 36 years. They're allowing you to close these chapters down and move on to the new space. So it's very important to honor Mercury when he comes a-calling. He isn't his favorite sign. So it'll be an interesting story. So I was out a couple days ago visiting a friend of mine, and she had recently reunited with cousins, which of course are Mercury. And after her father had passed, there had been an estrangement in the family. But after he died, everybody kind of came to the funeral, and they got back together. And so the one cousin told her a story, which she did not know. And she was like, wow, that explains so much, so much. And it, you know, and for her, it's been really healing because she's been delving into these old family stories, like generations before her, of what went on. And then, of course, it gets transmitted down the line into you, you know, because if your parents had a trauma or your grandparents had a trauma, you can have a trauma. It's hereditary. It's in the chart. It's, you know, it's the sins of the father carried forward or the sins of the mother. So with Mercury retrograde, what we want to do is look at those stories and understand them. Now with Jupiter, Jupiter is the men, the fathers, the authority figures. And of course, Jupiter in Virgo isn't necessarily a nice father because he's a little worried. He's a little neurotic. He's a little something. Because Jupiter doesn't like being in Virgo. He's not the big expansive guy. But he does teach us about the rules. He teaches us about our habits. He helps us understand that process is important. And so as Mercury works with Jupiter and joins with him and then contra-parallels him, meaning they're arguing a little bit too. So they're joining, but they're fighting. You know, the news may not be good news, or you may hear something that you go, wow, That's not good, but what it does is it's clarifying. It helps you see it, helps you understand it on a whole new level. Mercury retrograde also re-re-re-re's us, so all re-words, reorganize, revise, revisit, redo, re-edit. Do the re-words because he wants you to clear the stuff out and he wants you to understand where it comes from. Now, what's going to happen as he's doing this retrograde dance is he's going to go back to about 14. And so he's going to go back to last fall. So some stuff from last fall may surface too. I had a client who broke up with somebody and they called. broke up with him last October. And, you know, when Jupiter was there, and then they called. So she's like, should I talk to him? I'm like, well, I would. You were wondering why it, you know. And so the conversation actually was very positive for her, gave her a lot of understanding and some closure on a story that had been a little bit painful. So even though you might not want to talk to the ghost, it's really a good time, because whatever you hear will be really important. And more importantly, as Jupiter's going back into Libra in a couple of days, it's going to be about partnership and relationships. So I've had a few people get a call from someone who they broke up with who wants to get back together again. And, of course, it's a retrograde. I want to redo it. I made a mistake. I realized you're perfect for me, da-da-da, all that stuff. And so, you know, try it. You know, if they were your, you thought they were your dream, you know, give it a whirl. If you kind of went, you know, I realized a lot of things after we broke up and I don't really think they're my dream, I don't really want them back, that's fine too. You do not have to go back. But you will find you're reconsidering, reworking, rethinking, revising, that's all good. Now, people get very crazy about Mercury retrograde. You know, oh, my God, I can't sign a contract. Oh, my God, I can't do anything. It's like, no. That's negative astrology. We don't practice that here on Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. What we do say is double-check stuff. You know, when you order something, just double-check that it came right before the delivery guy leaves. You know, I'm a Virgo, and I have stuff in Gemini, which means I have to do everything twice at least. And so, you know, we ordered a green smoothie the other day, and it came, but no straw. So my assistant's like, they didn't send you a straw. I said, never fear. I have straws in the house. And I do. I have a box of straws. So, you know, she didn't know that there were straws in the house. Now she does. So I told her where the straws were, and I got a straw for my smoothie. Double-check your orders. Double-check that it's right. Double-check that they put it in correctly, because very often they don't. Staples mailed me a magenta cartridge instead of a cyan. So I double-checked that I hadn't made an order mistake on my cyan cartridge, and I hadn't. They had packed the wrong one. Now, I can use a magenta, but I'm out of cyan, so I have to go order another one. It's that kind of day. And so it also wants us to circle back. The Mercury retrograde asks us to circle back and try it again or do it in a new way. Give it permission to try something else. So that's what you want to do. Now, the other thing we have this week, we have the day off on Monday. Yay, that's always fun. I mean, I'm working, but a lot of other people have the day off. So on Friday, Jupiter is going into Libra. And this, of course, is cause for great celebration. Friday the 9th, Jupiter goes into Libra, and he says, okay, I have finished my year-long journey in Virgo. I will not be back there again for another 12 years. Now we are going to talk partnership, relationship, connection, and hanging out together, right? So Jupiter in Libra is all about how we work together, how we collaborate, what we do, how we connect, how we relate, how we partner. We have finished the work of Virgo. We're going to the dance on Saturday night. We're going to find a cute person to dance with, and then maybe we're going to buy some good stuff at the farmer's market, and then we're going to dance our feet off. So Jupiter in Libra is party down. Jupiter in Virgo, which has been the last year, is work, work, work. You're going to feel the shift. It's big, and it's going to be like, oh, I feel like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. Of course, we're going from Earth, solid, reliable, earthbound, and we're leaping into the air of relationships, communication, talking. Libra is also the sign of writing and partnership and connection. So there's a great deal of energy around partnering and writing and connecting and relating as she enters Libra, as Jupiter enters Libra. I guess he's a boy. But, you know, we're going to be feeling that connection energy. We also have a number of aspects with Venus this week. Because Venus is rolling along in Libra. So she's kind of tracing the steps that Jupiter is going to do. And then in a couple of days, down the end of the month, the sun's going to go into Libra on the 22nd. So we're getting out of Virgo land. Mercury not. Mercury's hanging out there for a while. But Jupiter's shifting, and Venus shifted last week, and the sun will be shifting in a couple of weeks. So what we're doing with this new energy is forward motion. even though it's retrograde. Our ideas are still in the past, but our steps will be carrying us towards the future. Now, the other thing that's happening is Saturn is moving kind of full steam ahead. He's gone past the point of his station. So he is in new territory, and he's in a fire sign. So as he's in a fire sign, as he talks to these air signs, Libra, the sun soon, Jupiter soon, and Venus now, he gets excited. He gets enthusiastic. A fire is fed by air. So Saturn is going to start really burning brightly, and we're going to really feel a desire to do his tasks in Sagittarius. Now, he went into Sag last January, a year ago, in 15, and then he went there again in last September, but he didn't stay a long time. He had to go back into Scorpio. Now he's in for good, for true, and he's really, really clear that I'm working on your vision. All right, and I'd been talking to you for the last year and a half, like, what's your vision? What's your vision? You know, now Saturn's like, this is what we're visioning. We're going to go build it. And he's on it. And Jupiter, of course, is feeding him because he's an air sign. Now, if we look ahead into the year ahead, Saturn's going to be in a fire sign, trining Uranus in a fire sign. So we're going to have a grand trine in fire fed by Jupiter in air. So this is an incredibly productive, visionary year. It's also a year when things can catch on fire, so no unattended candles. But more importantly, we're going to be on fire. We're going to feel like we're really a burning. So watch for that and watch for harnessing the fire. And watch, you know, depending on your chart, you may find a lot of fire running through your system is exhausting, because it is. It burns brightly, but it also is can make you hot. Can, you know, literally you can have your tempers. It can also make you feel a little bit like you're impassioned. It also can make people, because it's Sagittarius, can be a little bit righteous. And that's okay. That's just the energy of the week and the time ahead. Because Jupiter in Libra is, I'm going to find like-minded people who I feel believe the same way as I do, and then I'm going to work with them. So we've been seeing a lot of people delete people on Facebook lately. You know, you're a racist. Boom, I'm deleting you. Bye. And now, we've cleaned up our Facebook posts. We've only got people that think like us on them. So now we're going to go work with those people and think up great thoughts, create great things, build our life. It's a really, really building time. So that's kind of cool. All right, so let's do the moons. So the theme for the week, retrogrades, release. RE words, anytime you think of an RE word, release, revise, re-edit, redo, re. That's Mercury retrograde, and then Jupiter shifting into a new sign, starting a new year's journey. We're wrapping up Jupiter in Virgo. We are done with that baby, and we are out of here, and we are off to Libra land, which is partnering, not so much alone, not so much working hard, a little more kick back, a little more relaxed, a little more related. Whoosh, off we go. So those are the two big shifts this week, and our moons are interesting. So Monday morning, tonight at 8:30 at night, the moon goes void with an opposition to Uranus. So yesterday and today are separating days where you break up with people, you leave things, you say, I don't want to do it, I got to go. Tomorrow morning, bright and early at 8:30 Eastern time, 8:38, the moon goes into Scorpio. Now, it is Labor Day, but it is a Scorpio moon, which is a very intense emotional moon, and it's on Monday, Tuesday, and it goes void at 8:43 p.m. on Wednesday, so it's all day Wednesday, too. And the moon goes void with a sextile to Jupiter in Virgo. So this is the last kick of the Jupiter in Virgo with a nice watery moon making fertile earth, really allowing you to get things done. And, of course, it's a Scorpio moon, so it wants you cleaning out the basement. It wants you cleaning out the medicine cabinet. It wants you cleaning out the stuff, the garbage, the things you don't need anymore, and settling in. Then it's void for about an hour on Wednesday, and it goes into Sagittarius Wednesday night at 9:20 p.m., and then it's in Sagittarius on Thursday, the 8th, and then it goes void at 8:51 on the 9th, and it goes void, fire trine moon goes void with a trine to Uranus. So what that means is Wednesday night, Thursday, and all day Friday are a prevision of what the year is going to be like, because Saturn is trining, is in fire, trining the Uranus. Now, Saturn hasn't gotten up there yet, but the moon trining Uranus, you're going to feel that shift of energy, particularly as on Friday, after Jupiter goes into Libra. And so Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday are also really productive days and very creative. Jupiter goes into Libra bright and early on the morning of the 9th at 7:18 a.m. Eastern Time. And it's a nice chart. I have to say it looks very pleasant. And, of course, the moon's in Sag with a good closing aspect. So this is a nice year. You know, the moon is answering to Jupiter in Libra. It's happy. It's in a fiery air sign, so it's trining Uranus, very fiery and passionate. Moon goes void Friday night at 8:51. It's void all night Friday. And 8:55 in the morning on Saturday the 10th, it goes into Capricorn. And it goes void at 6 in the morning, Monday morning. So Saturday and Sunday, again, are breakup days because the moon is going to go void with a square to Uranus. Capricorn moon, square Uranus in Aries. So the weekend of the 10th and the 11th is a breakup. Separate, part, do new things, and do stuff in a different way. So there's a lot of departure and loss and release over the weekend, next weekend, the 10th and the 11th. Now, I turn 62 on the 11th, so I'm looking forward to a moon square Uranus kind of breakout year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. So what you want to do is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, really collaborative, really corrupt, really cooperative, able to get a great deal done. Then Saturday, Sunday, break up like this weekend was. This weekend was seeing it and going, I don't really want to do that. That's really not what I want. And then going, well, what is it I do want? And that's this week. What do I want? All right, let's go to the days. The moon, or the sun rather, goes from 12 Virgo to 18, moving along in a nice clip a day. Meets the north node today at 4:18. So you watch who you meet today, Sunday. I know it's a little early, but watch who you meet this afternoon. They're important to you as your nodes, and the sun meets the node of fate. So it's very much, remember that north node eclipse we had last week? Now the sun's on it. So this is important. This is a launching. On the 7th, Wednesday, the sun trines Pluto. Very positive. Now, Pluto is still retrograde until the end of the month, but the sun trining Pluto says, okay, I understand how I'm supposed to work with transformation now. So that can be a transformation person coming in. That can be some energy feeling like, gee, I'm in the mood to be transformed. And then on the 9th, on Friday, the sun has a biquintile to both Eris and Uranus. Now, remember, Eris and Uranus are traveling together. And they, when they met last June, that's when Hillary broke through the ceiling, got the Democratic nomination, and the kid got abducted by alligators, and the gay disco massacre in Orlando, and Britain left the EU. So we're going to have follow-up on those stories on September 9th. Now, later in the month, Uranus and Eris are going to meet again for their second of three visits. There's an excellent article on Rick Levine's website or Facebook page on Uranus and Eris. I read it the other day on the train coming in from Long Island. It was really good because he talks about Eris. He's a little bit more negative than I would say Eris is, because I think she has some more positive characteristics than he does. But it's a really interesting article, so go look it up. Rick Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E. I know I'm giving you reading assignments. Earlier today I was talking to one of my clients, and she said, you know, you mentioned a book last week on the internet, and I went and looked at it, and I bought it. And I'm like, good. So I'm going to give you a reading assignment. So last week I said, Tasha Silver, T-O-S-H-A, Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R, Outrageous Openness. It's trusting the universe, throwing your arms, jumping into the divine and saying, I am yours, do with me as you will. Let me create for you, O universe. And Rick, of course, talks about Eris and Uranus, which is the first time since Eris has been discovered that we have had a major planet hit her or join her. So we're really getting to know her better. And, of course, if you think about it, Hillary breaking the glass ceiling, the alligator carrying the kid across, the massacre in Orlando, and Britain leaving the EU, it's an interesting energy, you know. So we're going to have a little bit of that this week. Follow up with that on the 9th. and then changing, clearing your house out on the 9th. And then Sun is counter-parallel Venus on the 10th. So that can be a little bit of a, you know, I don't really want to do that. You can't make me. And that's okay. You know, they can't make you. You get to decide what you want to do. Mercury, of course, is retrograde, so he's going backwards from 27 Virgo to 21. Yes, backwards. And he has stressful aspects this week with Lilith not wanting to be subservient, with Poseidon feeling deeply, with Juno not wanting to partner in the way they want to partner, not wanting to be controlled. So watch Mercury. He's going to be kicking up his heels a little bit. He also has an argument with Uranus and Eris on the 9th and the 10th saying, you know, that's really not appropriate, you know. And Mercury in Virgo can be a little prissy. So there's right and wrong. You know, it's kind of like, okay, I'm listening to you, and I can't hear you because these people next to me are so obnoxious and noisy. Let me go somewhere else. Do not pick a fight with this energy, particularly on the 9th and 10th, because you're going to kind of maybe be in the mood to pick a fight. Don't pick a fight. Just pick up your stuff and go do something else. Use the energy in a new way. Mercury is also contra-parallel Jupiter, which is kind of a push-off. The two of them were united last week. Now this week Mercury is saying to Jupiter, oh, yeah, you get to go into Libra, and I have to hang in Virgo and do work for a few more months. You know, so because Mercury does not get into Libra until the 7th of October. So he's kind of like, come on. And Jupiter's like, got to go, because Jupiter's leaving for Libra this week. Mercury's also opposite Chiron, so on the 10th, you learn about healing something that you hadn't figured out how to heal, and you understand a pattern that you hadn't seen really before. Now, the whole thing when we see these patterns, whenever Mercury and Chiron have a little relationship, or Mercury and Pallas Athena, Pallas Athena is where we're detached and we get the information without judgment, but she just kind of says it. Now, sometimes we feel judged because of the way it sounds. So you can feel a little criticized on the 10th by what people say to you, but it's probably true. So don't take it personally. Say, I'm going to take that on advisement, and I'm going to go think about it, and then it's probably true, even if you don't like it very much, okay? That's the news that you receive on the 10th, or the comments you receive from other people. Now, sometimes, especially with this kind of aspect, it can be a drunk comment. And I always am like, well, it was thought of before when they were sober, if they're telling you when they're drunk. And a lot of times when we drink a little bit, we say things maybe we shouldn't say. But we say it anyway. But it's because it's true and the inhibitions are gone. So don't be insulted. Just listen to what, and if you find you're in the mood and someone says to you, well, you know, my father said I had a drinking problem. I don't think I have a drinking problem. And you kind of go, well, actually, you probably do. But, you know, be careful because this can be a roaring, what do you mean you think I have a drinking problem too? It's, you know, they're hearing it, you know. So kind of say, well, do you think it could be true? But it really is true. So Venus is going from 6 Libra to 15 Libra. So she's moving at a pretty quick clip. And she is having a sextile to Saturn on the 7th, so she's really dedicating herself to work. And, of course, Saturn is in Sag, so they're firing up the plans, getting ready. And then she has an inconjunct to Neptune. So there's a part of her that is wanting to go forward with it, but she's not sure that the dream will come true. And, you know, back to the Tasha Silver book, one of the reasons I liked it so much was the woman who's been an astrologer for 30 years. And like me, you know, we look at someone's chart and we see, yes, yes, this is your path. This is what you're supposed to do. My phrasing is, if it's in your heart, it's in your chart. Her phrasing is, the universe gives you messages, find them, follow them, their guidance, trust them. So our job with Venus talking to Neptune is to trust what we're hearing, even if we're not 100% sure it's going to happen. And that can be hard. This is a world that likes to tear down dreams. But it's also important for all of us as we're migrating now from Jupiter and Virgo, which is all the reasons the dream has problems and all the reasons why it can't happen and the checklist of problems. Now we're going into the love, the rapture. I know it might have problems, but I still really want to do it. It's really calling me. So it's a positive, a very positive understanding. Then we have Venus working with Juno, so there can be some partnerships that blow up on the 8th. That, you know, things you thought were going to go forward that just aren't happening, and that's okay. That's part of what they're supposed to do. It doesn't mean you can't have it. It just means not with that person. Because when Jupiter leaves Virgo and goes into Libra, people that have any ambivalence about partnering with you, or you have ambivalence about partnering with them, this is when we revise the story. Mercury's retrograde. We go, you know, I wanted to do that, but I don't know that we can. And that's the retrograde, right? And I want to do this instead. So that's good. Just honor that that's the story that's going on. Don't take it personally. Venus also aspects the nodes of fate on the 9th. Once they say they don't want to do it, you're going to say thank you very much and you're going to move on. Or they're going to say thank you very much and they're going to move on. Do not feel like you did anything wrong. You didn't. It's just not supposed to be with this person. Venus is going to bring you a new person before the end of the year. She's a 12, and so they're leaving now, or they're saying they're not sure. And it may be they say, oh, yeah, I really want to do it, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to commit. When you hear that, that's they're not going to do it. Don't take it personally. Just they're telling you they can't do it and they're not going to do it. They're not going to get out of it until Jupiter gets to 12. But that's when they're going to tell you they're just too busy to do what you want. So, you know, watch for the advisement this week that they can't do it. Venus squares Pluto on the 11th. Woo, hot girl, that's my birthday. So I got a Venus square Pluto aspect all year long. Boy, can I wait for that to happen. Pluto's in Capricorn at 14. Venus is at 14. Watch for the triangles and make sure you work with them productively, because Venus in Libra wants to partner and Pluto says there's people. There's multiple people, not just one. Mars is going from 17 Sag to 20 Sag. Doesn't have a lot of aspects, but he does have a sesquiquadrate to Ceres, and Ceres, of course, is the creative planet. So that can be a little stress around creation. So you have this great idea, and you're like, okay, I'm going to da-da-da-da in my kitchen and clean it all out so I'm really ready for my diet. And then Ceres in Earth goes, no, I still want to order Chinese food. I don't want to go on the diet yet. I know you want to start the exercise program, but my foot hurts and I can't exercise. So don't take it personally. Just notice it as a delay and it'll go better and keep working. Remember, Mars is in Sag. There's plenty to do. Even if you're getting thwarted by this place, go somewhere else and do it over there. Jupiter goes from the last degrees of Virgo into Libra. Woo, woo, woo. Goes in on the 9th at 7:18 in the morning, which is very nice. And he's going to be in Libra for a year. So our Libra houses are going to get fat and juicy and full of fun stuff. So think about where Libra is in your chart. That's where it's going to expand and get juicy and fat and delicious. And yes, Libras gain weight on this one, okay? So they always get like, what do you mean I'm going to gain weight? Well, Jupiter's in Libra, you're going to get, you also can get pregnant. You can also give birth to a new thing. But the jolly gassy giant of the zodiac wants to make everything bigger. And if you look up in the sky, you see Jupiter and Venus and the moon all hanging up together, all hanging up there together, Mercury too. They're all like a little clump in the planets up there. You can watch them. It's all over the internet. So, yeah, go out and watch Jupiter hanging out with Venus and Mercury. Jupiter also trines Admetos on the 10th, so he's going to say, this was really fun, but I have to leave. So there's releasing. Also, the third and final, of course I missed this because it's Neptune, the third and final Saturn square Neptune happens this week on the 10th. And, of course, Jupiter goes into Libra on the 9th, and all year long we've been building that dream. This is when we move in, September 9th, September 10th. We get the new house. And so the dream is done. Now Saturn and Neptune separate for 5 years. This is it. Your forward motion, full steam ahead this weekend. So just get everything in place that you can this week. Uranus sextiles Pallas Athena on the 5th. You see a pattern you never saw before. You go, oh, my God. Takes you back to the eclipse of August. Takes you back to February of 15, where you get it on a new level. And also Neptune trines Juno, a lot about partnerships, new ideas about partners. And the nodes of fate meet up with Pallas Athena. So you meet somebody important on the 5th. And on that, the British lady says, I'm done, and we're off to a birthday party for a 99-year-old. Woo-hoo! Hope you all have a great Labor Day, and I hope you enjoyed the early broadcast of this. And I will be in Minnesota speaking at the Minnesota Stars chapter on the 23rd, 24th of September, and I will be in California in October on the 14th and 15th, at the 16th at the ESAR conference, and I will be in Vermont in November teaching a beginner's workshop, all of which are found or will be found shortly on my website for information on registering. Some people wrote and said, am I going to be doing readings in those locations? And the answer is probably yes, but I haven't figured it out yet. So if you want an in-person reading and you live in one of those areas, shoot me an email, annortley@yahoo.com. Have a great week. Happy Labor Day. Bye.